Mr. Mackenzie Reel 15. So, I mean, how long were you actually in Camp Casey then?
February, March. Yep. I think we'd be back in the April. We were going back in the line in April. Yep. Somewhere around the April, I think we went back in the line here in April.
So you were in a few weeks?
Yeah,
So, I mean, just going back to your training, and you obviously were learning to strip your weapons down, and you had troubles with the Sten with them jamming.
That was in the line, that was there. But
in the
case you weren't, you had no problems in there, because it was warm in the sheds, and, you know, the heaters are there. So you had no problems there. It was only when you went in the line where we had the problems. In there, it was quite all right. I mean, so you didn't, although you kept your rounds up, you didn't keep all your mags, you know, loaded up. You knew for a fact you had your box, you know, the 50 round. So you'd have, I think it was 50 in the thing. So you'd have them there just to not load straight away if you wanted.
So where would you do the? Did your weapons training in Camp Casey itself?
Yeah, well, he's doing it when we're in Camp Casey. I went down to see the rocks, do a fire and motion. I fired a 3.5 rocket. In a tank, we went down here, at a little 3.5, it was the rocket launcher.
Was that an American?
Yeah, the American 3.5. You're showing how to do it, you're doing all the cases, you had to learn that one, you'd done it before that one, but you went back that one. I was fortunate to go down, and the South Koreans was doing a mobile like that, you know, movement and fire. With them ones, and they were doing it. And of course,
so you're doing training with the South Koreans.
Yeah, well, it was just a section of theirs. You know what I mean? 15 there would be about 15. In the section would be doing this one movement, fire and movement, and where it was and warming up. They were pretty reasonable. Then of course, that we were just watching what they decided that we had to do it, so we had to go in. Well, we did it a different way than what they do, because we use the Brens in that one. We had, normally there's only one Bren gun, but we had two to the section. So instead of using one Bren section was on, you move in, and we'd done it the opposite way. And they couldn't understand how we're hitting, because the targets here, and how we're hitting the bloody things now and knocking them in. Because it would be a mixed bag of men. Because it'd be all companies, you know, when we were there just watching, because it'd be just went to see them how it was. And I was picked on to fire it. You got to remember a 3.5 rocket launcher, the only thing you've got to remember about them is more goes back over than what goes forward. And it's the loading of it, that's what it is. You've got to strip it, put it together again, sight it in. Luckily I hit the bloody tank, so I was over them up.
What did you think of the South? Did you have much to do with the South Koreans?
Funny, we had two Koreans. Every company had what? Every platoon had two Koreans. I had Kim San, and I forget his other name. I don't remember. And we had a lad from in the Cougars, who was a Korean, but he also had been with the KSLI, and we took them all. You know, with the like of the company. And he was in our company, like. And he was quite. We met him a couple of times, but we hadn't much. The cooks hadn't more to do with him in the HQ. But the two that we had, every time we went across, at least Kim, and if I was in the line, I was there. He'd always make me better if I was there. Get the two pickers and all his wired up. So we got on pretty well.
What were they like?
Quiet lads. They couldn't speak very much. They couldn't speak much. So
couldn't speak much English.
No, they just knew a little bit. An officer came up and like there, he was like, well, he'd be a student, because he'd have to speak a little English and then be learning a bit of English, or, you know, like being with the Americans, I suppose. And he came up and like talked to them in that one. And I think there'd be 10 of a company. But they were very little use, because they would fight, I suppose, but you had to take them anyway, and you just put them on a job. Well, to show them, it was a different thing altogether. And they had the American, you know, the American there, but I think, I don't know, we're giving them English rifles, you know, English rifles, called that one. But they'd been trained with the American ones. Well, the Americans are a bit lighter and more mobile than the British. I think that's what they, I think they got British ones in there. They were cunning lads, put them together. I always made sure they slept together because I disagree with putting, you know, you always pick your mates and where you sleep and you try to do that one. So you pick your mate and you stay that one. So they kept them.
Did they sleep with you in the same tents?
Oh, they still were. There was one, so when they got down to the village, there was somewhere where there was a village there. And all the stuff in there, I mean, see, they weren't supposed to date. But I says, you may as well get across there and stum there. And if they take you, you know, they wouldn't take your rifles. But if you called upon, you know, we want for you, go and pick them up again. So they took them down, let them away. And that was in the back end, because there was a village outside. You had a bit pilfering at the time in Camp Casey, because the villagers couldn't come across, so you had to keep them out of it. You had to, like, pick elves and anything else, you know, like anything else, keep them away.
The locals?
Aye, the locals, well, like anything else, you got to stop them from getting the camp and thing, that one. There was barbed wire and anything else, they couldn't do that one. What, like anything else, they're hungry and anything else, and if they're out of houses and they've got nowhere to live, that was what they were.
How far away was the village from the camp?
But, I should have minded, about 3 miles, 2 miles at the most, take 2 to 3 miles. Wouldn't be that far, just down the road. There's a road there where they put onto it, you know, onto the main road. No, down there somewhere.
We'll come on to that in a minute. What was the role of the two Koreans that you had in your unit?
Riflemen. They were riflemen. I thought, oh, riflemen.
So they trained and did everything with.
Oh, yeah, done with us, trained with us, yeah.
And you mentioned training with a South Korean unit.
Yeah, well, that was just the demonstration. It was a demonstration. Of them. There, we went down to watch them. We went to see the tanks firing. Our tanks firing at the ranges in the Minkel, so they go. And it was a new Centurion coming in. It was there where they could. It was like a Mark. I think it was Mark III, Mark II, and the Mark III was coming. Mark III was coming in. And they were like a bit of stabilised. But once when we were in Camp Casey, we went out in manoeuvres, you know, we were still staying there, manoeuvres and that one, and sorting the ground out because you could have gone. Boxley done a route march in there.
How long was that for?
Well, we began to cross, we'd cross rivers and all sorts. We went across open fire. So I should imagine what Dave was 30 miles up the hills and down the dales and everything else.
A full kit.
Aye, full kit. All the brands, stands, mortars, everything was come there to prove that we could do ammunition. There'd be a 1,500 word bomb behind, but we're all the same or something like that. But most of the thing was done like that and went up. Then, of course, there was a place where they came across where what open fire and everything else. And use the same thing again, more. So it was just like showing you how to, if you're not in a fixed position, what we're going to do the other way. Learn how to move and open fire and move down and fire, move and fire. That's what it was.
What other sorts of things, training were you doing? Were you doing any other kind of physical training or tactical training?
You're doing PE a bit there, and done a run, I mean, else and do that one. I mean, so you've got to keep yourself, you know, mobile, because when you're up the line, you're stepping up. When you come down, you've got to keep yourself mobile.
What was a typical day like then in Camp Casey? What time would you start? What time would the rally be?
It was dark then, so it would be about 7 o'clock. I should imagine 7 o'clock. It might have been 7 o'clock. Somebody would be sick. I think it would be 7 o'clock. Half past six, we said the army moves at six o'clock, half past six. You'd be ready, washed, you know, get yourself washed, and there the water be in the tent at that one. So you'd get yourself washed, changed. If you want to go to the toilet, you know, the toilet's in that one, then you'd go there and you'd do a bit of exercise outside. We stand till the roll call would be done by the sergeants. You'd do your roll call, and then again, maybe one company, one platoon would go down and get the meal. The next company, or maybe I don't remember, it was one or two platoon, but inside the tent, I should imagine only one platoon, you know, one platoon, then the second platoon, you know, that type of thing, one and then two in. There may have been two, then two together. And once that came up, 9 o'clock, inspection of weapons would be another one. Then, of course, if you had to be the bed, where the beds would be, you know, looking at the camp, to see that they were clean.
Yeah, then what about inspections and cleanliness? What was the standard like? Did you still have to keep yourself
clean? Oh, yeah, you still had to clean. Were you still shave? Regular? No, you still had to shave. Yeah, you had to shave. You had to shave there and were there, and you had to wash yourself. You clean your, you know, you couldn't dove your stuff because it was there, so that would be dovey for you. But you would clean yourself. Somebody says, some lads was eating, washing, you know, wash. Well, I mean, say, well, you've got somebody to wash and clean yourself and do that one. Wash down. You always had to make sure your kit was packed and everything else. And there was all of the check on to see that everything was in, you know, reasonable order.
So the tents were inspected?
Oh, the tents were inspected. Yeah, the tents were inspected.
How did you manage to keep them clean?
Well, first thing is you get a, put your guard down, you get it beside the brush, you get it like a stake of a tree, a branch. It's got to be a thing. You go and get some, what they call it, well, like a willow, where you got cut willow, but the only twigs in that one. Bind them, and use that. If there's cigarettes on the, if there was somebody like that, you've always got some daft officer going to try to clean the square, clean that one, but you've done that. And that's what it was. You made sure the ropes is always checked and everything else. You learn to do that because you've got to remember, you've never done 10, so you've got to be a team, so if you've got to put them up, you'd have to learn that way, and so you check them up, watch them, and see what it was done.
And your kit and your weapons,
they were cleaned. God, they were cleaned every time. They were never.
Was it difficult in the circumstances you were living in to keep your kit and your weapons clean?
Well, when you're in the tents, it's not so bad in the tents. It's when you open the bloody front line when you've got any business. You're trying to sleep and clean the things at the time. If sometimes you clean them in the front, you clean them in the trench, your slit trench. You've got to remember, the slip trench is not a really clean place. Even then, you had the bloody rats from the bloody society, you know, up there, bloody places.
So what were you doing? I mean, we're talking about a general sort of day in Camp Casey, you know, after your inspection.
Inspection, then maybe you could either, wherever it was, there could be a day where 9 o'clock the officer had come across, and you maybe, some people may have gone into the HQ. Somewhere that goes somewhere else, there'll be your medical, you know, your medical kit. Medical would be done, you'll get that done. You always had to do one thing, I forgot about that one. You had to, every time you got up in the morning, yeah, the company, you had to have Paladin. You had to have a Paladin. You had to have a tablet. So every time you got that one, if you had the water bottle, every bloke, I had a bottle. And I had to go, and everybody had to get it, and I had to start lined up. And there was no missing, nothing else. Everybody had to have that tablet.
What was it for?
Malaria. To keep your malaria. If you got that one, so you got them. And they keep on giving you them, so you got a Paladin tablet. Especially in the summer, you got them every day. Even the officers had to take them, you know what I mean? One had to be gone, had to issue them out and make sure they went through.
Yeah, I mean, just you mentioned malaria. Did anybody suffer from malaria whilst you were there?
No, they still went away. We don't know whether they had it, and we've never seen them again. I got it later on. I got it, but I got it in England. And there was about 15 we came back when here. And we're on manoeuvres in... Scarborough. We're in Scarborough. On the Fylandale, and we all got, we were up there, and it must have been, I don't know, it was a water there, but we got it, and we all came down with malaria. And it was strange, because three were in Chess Street, and then when I went to Durham, when I got my cartage done in that one, I'm in there, and there's two of the other lads was in there. And they came, and there was like another three of the lads come to see them. And I'm looking, he says, you had malaria, no? And I said, oh, I have, I do. And that's how we got across. They were from Stanley in that way. And the other ones from Durham came in. They was a whole lot on there. So they said, well, we came down. So it was strange how we got back and taken across.
You got it when you got back to
England? I got back to England. Most of them got it when we were there.
So what other things were you doing in Camp Casey? What are the sort of daily duties and
clean? Well, as
tasks?
I say, like you would do that one, you'd march. You'd go on parade. There'd be inspection. You're always going to get the big men would come and you'd do that one. There's always some type of deal when you'd have to do that one. It wasn't a very big square. Would you? If you walked across, you couldn't keep your blinking boots because it was freezing solid. There was always dust on it. You know what I mean? And snow and that one. With the trodden and that. So. Most of the things is that way. So that's your sport.
And football and rugby and cricket.
And where
did you manage with cricket in those conditions?
Put a marker on and just put three stumps in, and somebody would have a ball at you and you'd stand up with you.
What is the other sorts of things were you doing in your spare time? Did you get much spare time?
Well, you'd get some time. If you were like anything else, most men, if they got that one, you're either writing. Some people would be writing. We had books. We all had books. A lot of them had comics because the Americans had them comics up there. So you had comics. You had the American paper. What a radiogram. What the radiogram? What I told you. When the man had lost it. So I had that one. Some would go and leave. Some was going to Tokyo. They would be going out every 5 days if some of them going out and some coming back. And then of course we've got new officers, the new officers came, we've got the new officers then, January, February, I think they came then, we've got quite a few. A lot of the men went away.
So there were men leaving
yeah,
the battalion?
Leaving the battalion. The first draft that went out, so that would be 23, so it'll be 23. It'll be about draft 20. It'll be about 20 with there, right? When it came, was being on draft, that was called draft 20, right? That's the one that went out because I was in draft 23. So they would come out, 20 would be there, and they were going. They went home. They left there in, I think it was March. I think it was March. I think it went out in March. Quite a few of them just had to pack up and went away. And then the next one went across in March. They went out in March, the whole lot of them. There was quite a few of us. So when they went, we had to get a new intake, so we had to get some new men. That was what it was, I'd be there. Because I got made up in the line in the January. I didn't get it. Yeah, I think it was January when I got. I was made up then.
Made up the corporal?
I made up the corporal then. I think it was February, I must have been made up. And there was Bland went, Robinson went, Bailey. There was quite a few of this, you know, the lads that had been out there.
Left while they were at Camp Casey?
Yeah, left there, and they just told to go, and they just all picked the gear and went. They weren't even given much notice. I don't think they were given 24 hours notice. They just tell them, go and pack your kit and get yourself away. It was that quick.
Were they replaced straight away?
No. We got some replacements, but we didn't get them all together. What about 48 of them? We got a few in after that one.
So the draft wasn't as big as what you'd lost in
the C company. And C company was 1, 2, 3, and four NCOs went. About nine went in the C company. Nine went in the C company. And the officers, there was officers coming in. There was officers, the officers came in after that one, so you got the new officers. Pierce went away. I forget the other one. Dunwood come, Tuswana came, one way or the other, interest owner, doing, they would come up at that time.
So where did the officers come from then? Were these National Service?
Yeah, some of them were National Service, some of
them
were
the officers.
Some were National Service. The three we had was all National Service. Tresona was there. Most of the officers, the majors and the captains was all along serving ones, they were there. I think Jeffries got brought back into the army for that one. And Jeffries and Colonel Jeffries is the TE, and he was put up to made up to take the world across their to take what it cost their career, and he got the job.
So what were the men like who came in on drafts? Were they mostly national? They would be mostly national.
It was National Service again, all National Service, and most of them were coming across as National Service. You may get one that had been down to Bay Echelon, like Robinson that came in, because, the RSA, the CSM went. The major went. This year, the one that was in charge was major, and Tresona took over. Robson went away, and a man called Robinson came in. Well, he didn't last very long. He was there into come casing. I think he was up. We went to 355. He couldn't hack it. He left. He left there. And then we got him later on when we got another one. Tresona, and that was when they started making the men up again, started making all the lads up.
So that's later on when you started getting drafts.
Once they went away from the camp case, as I say, about, it's got to be March, and somewhere around the March it was, because there was a lad sitting beside me, and all of a sudden he says to me, "Can I get my hair knee, but he cut an email." I says, "Why?" He says, "I'm just getting told I'm going back to England." I said, "When are you going?" Naturally thinking about a week's time. He says, "I've got to be prepared and get out to be up at the HQ for 6 o'clock the next day." And that would be about 6 or 7 o'clock that day. I said, "Do you want any hand to pack?" He says, "No, man." He says, "I can do that by me bloody self. And I'll be away. What I haven't got, I'll leave."
Been over the moon, wasn't
it? Yeah, well, so would everybody else be. As I say, then he got.
So, what other things were you doing with your spare time in Camp Kesey? Did you get any leave whilst you were there?
Yeah, I went down to. I was hospitalised and everything else. They decided to put me in there, and there was another lad. About 10, 15 out of the company. We went down to this, where it was like a Chinese, temple. That's where it was, a temple, further down. People, so we're doing this side of Seoul, out there, just up this side of Seoul. And went down there, and we were down there for 5 days. And it was a WS was like running the camp, they were like running this place. And that was where for recuperation.
Rest and recuperation. So how far away from Camp Kesey was that?
Why? You never count miles in that one. You never count miles. You just get in a truck and there's everything else. You cannot count a straight mile because the roads are that bent and everything else. There's nice straight roads then. But remember, there's no, all the roads is bending and twisting. And you've got to understand the lads that was driving the wagons had to be clever because they're, remember the roads in the Minkles, because it was what it was.
So you went down there for 5 days?
5 days.
What was it? Was it a camp or...?
Oh, it's camp the same again, just the tents. Just the tents.
Tented
camp again.
But how big was it?
It would only hold about 100 would take it all in. 100 people would be there. But 120. They even two of the Koreans come down. They went down. Two Koreans come down. But so two of the Koreans was down there with them. So they were sent down there.
So how many of you went from the Durhams?
Oh, the what we went down, there was 16 of us went down. an hour drop. And they may have been going down every week, but when I'm high drop, there were 15.
What sort of people were down there in the camp? Were they from different units all over?
We didn't have that much to do with them, actually. We just went in and was just like me, guys, slept. You were off duty, so all you done was read, do that one, played football. We played football a bit. Went in, there was like a house there, like where one of the quarter Korean. What you can understand was there like a big unit there, you know what I mean? It was a temple, right? So they've got like a, like there, room there, about there. And in that one, there was reading, there was a pool, there was a snooker, not a snooker table, I think it was a snooker table, like there. There was something like that in there. That was in. There was table tennis. So we'll kill with time, that one. There was drink, if you could score the drink in England. That's it, we never done very much of that.
So what other things were you doing there? Just purely rest and recuperation, rest and there was no training or anything.
No training,
like
nothing else, just laid down. Went across, played football, six groups, four into teams, played football, you know, that one. Then we played, somebody was playing like horseshoes, you know, the Americans, so there'd be horseshoes, I think it was horseshoes there as well. They were doing that one, but some of the lads could play that one, so they were playing that, you know, there. There was games in the room, most of them played cards, you know, cards and that one. But obviously there was most of the games there. Monopoly was in one of the games where they sat there and some of them weren't there.
So what was your typical day like there in this particular place?
Just get up, I think it was 8 o'clock, where you get up at 8 o'clock. It was the best thing in the world because you didn't have a set time for your meals. It was from 8 o'clock, I think it was half past 7 till, like, 9 o'clock for your breakfast, you know what I mean? But most of it would be straight away because once one's up out the barracks, you're all up in there. It makes any difference. You never sleep very well any barracks. Once one's up, the whole lot's up. And that's it.
So what were the facilities like there? Were there any different to...
Just the same. It was laid out a bit better. There was WS women was there. You got cigarettes, you got sweets. I think we even got ice cream there, if I'm not mistaken. I think we got ice cream, because the American must have brought it in. They were getting ice cream, I think we got ice cream there. I remember because one of the lads loves ice cream, that was what it was. And he thought it was a delicacy, and that was it. I think it was, we did get ice cream there.
Any other treats?
No, I can't remember any more. Obviously, I'm a rubber ice cream to start with, so it wasn't bothering me.
Did you get out of the camp? Could you go into? I mean, you mentioned Seoul. Did you go on?
No,
did
you never got out. You never went. There was one where you get in a wagon, and it was a wagon. So you've got to understand that if you're going to get up in a wagon, it's still freaking cold. So if you're going to get up, you're not going to roll the sheets up to see they're going to see a temple. There was a temple up on the road. You weren't really bothered about that. You know what I mean? You seen it, and that was it. The gate was there. You go in through the gate and there was nothing. So you just sat there and please just lie back and rest. Catch up with your writing home and sit there. And the living else, you could listen to them. Obviously, there wasn't that much. There was a few decent records we could listen to because it would come across. You know, like a background music, not like the Korean, like the North Koreans where the buddy put the same record all the time. And it was just music there, just a little bit of music. It wasn't that loud. Then it was relaxation, I think it was.
So you didn't have any opportunity to get into any of the Korean towns?
Never, I was the only time I ever gone anywhere in there was when I went down to Seoul to do a guard. I only went down to Seoul once in a day, guard for MacArthur, I think it was MacArthur.
When was this?
It's got to be the second time we come up the line. He's coming up the Seaver. It wasn't Camkir. I don't think it was Camkir. I think it was the next time we went down. Went down to their guard. He wanted some British men to go and do.
So you were in this. Did you know what it was called? This rest and recovery.
Didn't put it down ankles. I can't remember what I called it at any time. Just went down there, and that's all it was.
And you were there for about 5 days?
5 days.
And it was really just a break?
Just a break. You just went there. You didn't even, it was one thing about it, you didn't have to, we still got used to shaving, you didn't have to shave there. You could, you know, like a little gun by instead of doing that one. There was no
drills or parades or inspections?
No, there. And then after this camp, Casey, I went to Tokyo. I went for a holiday in Tokyo. And that was it.